It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Who's that young
Who's
fella?
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Strider has officially got rid of the mustache. Now, we were talking about it before the show. Bo said, bet. Did he lose a bet? I said, man, you go amongst the thought process of, like, performance-based, like,
got to try something.
Got to try something new. I think more than anything is like, I don't deserve this mustache. Damn it.
You got to earn the mustache.
You got to earn the stash.
That mustache, that's a 10-plus strikeout per 9 inning.
Yeah.
Look.
I don't deserve you.
Yeah, I don't know. So you think he panic shaved?
Like, yeah.
Like Arthur Smith?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Arthur Smith panic shaved and showed up the next day? And that's when we knew.
This is the beginning of the day.
This guy's not emotionally stable enough to be a head coach in the NFL.
This is the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's, the mustache was a bit more of a power pitcher look, maybe. And now he's not exactly the same power pitcher.
No, I think he's like, I don't deserve you.
More of a crafty sort of secondary breaking ball kind of stuff.
I don't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. But it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
It looked very, very weird.
It looked weird. It looked strange. But a lot of things the Braves are doing right now look strange.
Oh, God. I'm not going to start it, okay, because I know another got dag on.
He did good yesterday.
He did good, but yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to trade him again. I was like, damn, MLB ain't got nothing else to do. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do. I told y'all I should trade. Why? Because he's great? Because he is great.
He's really great.
All right? When do baseball teams, and I'm sure you and Bo, trade a franchise player?
The Mariners always did that.
And get better because of
it. No, they don't get better. Well, I guess they kind of did in short term. But
who?
The Mariners traded Ken Griffey Jr.
Did they trade him or he left?
No, they traded him. We demanded a trade, but they traded him. They traded Ken Griffey Jr., Randy Johnson, and Alex Rodriguez left in free agency back-to-back-to-back.
Right.
Those are three of the greatest players in the history of baseball.
Maybe the best three ever.
And then the next year, they won 116 games without him.
But what did it get him?
Mike Cameron.
Yeah. I'm excited about Mike Cameron.
Mike Cameron, and I think John Halama was involved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a good idea. Trade Ronald Acuna.
Yeah, I agree.
At least not in my estimation.
You know who else agrees? Our guy, Grant McCauley. Every Sunday from the Diamond is on Sports Radio 99 Game. But this week, guys, don't forget the show is Saturday, starting at noon, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get their guaranteed offer for your home today and buy 50 Floor. Visit 50floor.com for your free in-home estimate. That's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday at noon on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Because
Red Sox traded Mookie Betts.
No, they didn't. I thought they didn't sign Mookie.
I thought they traded him.
I thought they didn't sign
Mookie.
Pretty
sure they traded him. Okay. It was dumb. I mean, these are not good examples.
But did they get better?
No. They got worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you can get damn near a whole farm system for Ronald Acuna. But if you got one of those guys.
Yeah.
Why get rid of him?
I wouldn't. I would, and I don't think they will. I think this is dumb. We don't have anything to talk about because it's early September and the playoffs are still a month away. MLB Network stuff.
Whatever, I don't like how they doing them.
You don't even like how it's brought up. Well, yeah, okay.
I don't like how they doing them. Why is he in the sixth? Because he's not playing well?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's Ronald freaking Acuna. Put him back in the one hole where he wants to be.
I think that's what they should do. I think that's what they should
crap. I don't give a damn that Profar may be hitting. He ain't hitting better than him. I don't care that Ozzy is heating up or Matt Olson or whoever the hell they got
worst
in front
of his career.
I don't care. Don't care.
So you don't want it? You want to, like, you can't have a leadoff hitter hitting 125.
Well, but he hasn't been leading off.
Well, exactly.
Or you want him to lead off.
And his name is Ronald Acuna Jr. Jr. Don't forget it.
If you say it right, it rhymes.
Don't forget it. All right? Put his ass back at the top of the lineup.
That's what I would do.
I don't care what he's hitting and nothing like that. Well, stop playing with it.
Well, here's the thing is like who cares is actually a legitimate thing to say about the Braves right now.
Yeah, but no, hold on.
No, because like if Ronald Acuna is batting 125 in the 3 spot or the 7 spot, you're not beating anybody anyway. Put him back where he's comfortable.
When did he go on this 0-for-25 slump? Where was it, Andy?
Well, when he came back from that injury.
Where was he hitting that, Andy?
I think he was started in the third spot.
Has he been back leadoff in any of those 0 or 25?
I think one game.
And what'd he do?
I don't remember.
I think he got a couple walks.
I don't know what he did.
I don't either.
I don't know what he did. You're real confident with it, though. But yeah, look, I think Ronald Acuna should bat leadoff.
Yes.
I think that's, these are my two hot takes, okay?
Yes.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay. They shouldn't trade him.
No.
And they should put him in the leadoff spot.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Spicy.
Aggregate that, Abe. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
And then we'll see, you know, as far as Mooney and play and all those things, but get him out to practice, and that's always fun, you know, putting him back into all the stuff that we've been doing. And we'll get a look-see towards the end of the week and see what they got going on.
So you feel good about Drake?
I do. I mean, Drake is like Drake. He's ultimately tough, and he is what he is. And, like, we know Drake. I do expect him to play. That's not saying that he is, but when you ask me, do I expect him to play? Of course, you know, Drake is the ultimate tough guy. And when he says he's going to go practice, that usually tells you a lot.
So do you think Drake's further along than Mooney?
Hard to say. You know, they're both really tough competitors. You know, Drake got his just recently, but I know he'll be out there ready to go and practice today. Well, Mooney could not practice right away, Drake will be able to.
Yeah, so that's earlier today from Raheem Morris up at Flowery Branch, just kind of giving you an update on where the number one and number two receivers are, both dealing with injuries. Obviously, Darnell Mooney hasn't been a part of anything the Falcons have done this season since the first day of training camp. I know he practiced a little bit last week, but
yes,
he was sort of an at-kickoff decision on Sunday, and he couldn't go. So hopefully he will be able to this Sunday. Raheem sounded pretty optimistic about it. Sounded very optimistic about Drake. Going to practice today and obviously going to try to tough it out and all that stuff. I don't obviously know the severity of what he's dealing with. You hate to see him having to tough out anything
yes.
this early in the year,
yes.
given how physical he is and how physical he's going to play all
yes.
season long. But look, man, you need those guys out there. It's not that complicated. You need Drake London and Darnell Mooney to be a part of this offense in order for this offense to function at its best. And it didn't function at its best on Sunday. So
no.
Now the run game was the main reason, and those guys are obviously not a huge part of that, but it would be good to have all your guys.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you want this, when this offense is whole, they got playmakers everywhere, man. And I think, you know, having Mooney in there, he does bring a different dimension to it. It's, you know, with the speed factor. But yeah, I mean, having all your guys back. Now, the thing with Drake is because he's such a big physical receiver, it's always that thing where, you know, he's going to invite contact. He's going to be contacted. And so it's just like how fast you recover from getting hit, because it's going to hurt. You know, all the pain. I mean, you can needle and all that, but still, you're gonna feel it a little bit. But yeah, I would love to see all these guys, especially for this week, because it's gonna be one of those games where Moody's, you know, it's gonna be a lot more quick hitters. You know, get the ball to receivers and let them do what
there
they do.
Was a lot of that last week.
You know what I mean? And that because of the blitz,
yep.
And you don't want to, you know, put that much strain or stress on your you know, on the quarterback or the offensive line, because Michael's still a young player. He just, I mean, think about it. His last two games, he's still a young quarterback. He's going against two of the top blitzing teams in the league.
Yep.
You got Todd Bowles last week, handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Brian Flores this week. It's a hell of a 2 weeks.
It's tough, man.
It's a hell of a 2 weeks.
It's a tough way to start
yeah.
your first year as a starter in the NFL. Add to that the fact that you lost the first game.
Yes.
So now this one is even more important.
Yes.
And you're on the road.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be tough, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. Kind of feeling like I'm walking down the same path I was walking down last week
when
we got closer to Friday. You know, just like, you know, look, of course they can win.
Yes.
But we got into the keys to the game on Friday and all that. And it's like a lot of stuff's going to have to go right in order for you to beat the Bucks. And then they didn't. So, okay. I mean, I don't think anybody was being disrespectful or unreasonable or anything like that.
Right.
We talked about how it's probably going to be a pretty close game.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks probably have a bit more margin for error. For
it's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know,
Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a variety of different reasons. And they ultimately won the game because the Falcons made a critical error.
But they had the margin of error, not because they were better. The Falcons gave it to them. You know what I mean? Like, the Falcons, Baker made some great throws, don't get me wrong. But the Bucs didn't play better. They just hit the, hit the play when they needed to. Or more or less, Falcons let them off the hook.
Do you think that the Vikings are better than the Bucs?
Yes.
I do too.
Yes.
I do too.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.